From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama again called for action on his proposed health care overhaul plan, saying the government can revamp the current health care system in a way that does not add to the deficit over the next 10 years. The president paid a visit to a Washington, D.C. children's hospital today, where he spoke to doctors and nurses about the current problems with the health care system.
We can't afford the politics of delay and defeat when it comes to health care. Not this time, not now. There are too many lives and livelihoods at stake.
Mr. Obama said out-of-pocket costs for Americans for health care are spiraling out of control. The president's latest push for his health care plan comes as some Republicans have criticized the White House, saying it will result in the vast majority of Americans paying more to get less. Special Inspector General for the U.S. Treasury's $700 billion TARP bailout fund says the Treasury needs to require banks receiving the money to provide more detailed information on how they are using it. NPR's John Itzty reports.
Members of Congress have been pressuring Treasury to provide more information on how banks are using the money. A survey by the Inspector General, Neil Barofsky, finds that 83% of banks say the bailout money was used to supplement lending, including residential, commercial, and business loans. In his report and in an interview with NPR's Morning Edition, Barofsky criticizes Treasury for not asking the banks to track more precisely how the money has been spent. For instance, documenting whether they've increased lending above what it would have been without the government funds.
In our report, we show that this is something that can be done, and from a transparency perspective, we think that it must be done.
Top Treasury officials and bankers have argued gathering that kind of information isn't feasible. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
The index of leading economic indicators was up in June for the third straight month, a sign the nation could be starting to pull out of recession. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
The index, compiled by the private New York-based Conference Board, is meant to project economic growth about 6 months ahead. It was up 0.7% last month after gaining a revised 1.3% in May. The Conference Board's chairman, Ken Goldstein, says the latest figures mean we should expect a slow recovery in the autumn. The board reported a rise in 7 of the 10 indicators that make up the index, including employment, building permits, stock prices, and new orders for consumer goods. But the interest rate spread between yields on 10-year Treasury bonds and the federal funds rate saw the biggest jump. With interest rates near zero, the large gap between the two could prompt investors to lend more money for longer terms. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 104 points to end the session at 8,848. That was a gain of more than 1%. The Nasdaq gained 22 points today. This is NPR. The parents of an Idaho soldier kidnapped in Afghanistan say they have been overwhelmed by the outpouring of support they've received. In a statement read by a county sheriff today, the parents of PFC Bo Bergdahl said their sole focus now is seeing their son return home safely. Pentagon confirmed over the weekend that Bergdahl was captured in Afghanistan about 3 weeks ago by the Taliban, something neighbors and others in the community of Haley, Idaho said they had known about for some time. Recently released Taliban video shows the soldier eating. Gordon Waller of the pop duo Peter and Gordon has died. During the British invasion of the 1960s, the duo had a string of hits, many written by Paul McCartney. Waller was 64, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Gordon Waller and Peter Asher had a number one hit in 1964 with McCartney's song, A World Without Love.
Please lock me away.
Strumming guitars and harmonizing, Peter and Gordon were enormously popular in the U.S. and Britain, but only for about 2 years. Gordon Waller then tried for a solo career without much success. On the Peter and Gordon website, Peter Asher said of Waller, "I'm just a harmony guy, and Gordon was the heart and soul of our duo." Gordon Waller died of a heart attack in Connecticut. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the state's top lawmakers have been looking at plans to try to close the state's projected $26.3 billion budget shortfall. State lawmakers say they expect some kind of deal to be worked out this week in the legislature. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.